بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. I welcome you to 45th session of Understand Quran, in which inshallah we will study some miscellaneous verses from Quran. But as usual, we start with hadith. Ibn Umar radiallahu anhu reported, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim is a brother of another Muslim. A Muslim is a brother of another Muslim, so he should not oppress him, nor he should hand him over to his enemy. Okay? And let's come to spoken Arabic. Last time we completed the count from 1 to 10. Okay? So let us repeat from 1 to 10. واحد اثنين ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية تسعة واحد اثنين ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية تسعة عشر. Okay. Once more. واحد اثنين ثلاثة أربعة خمسة ستة سبعة ثمانية تسعة عشرة. Okay, we will practice today first, second, third, fourth, fifth. First is أول. أول is first. آخر is last. That's the opposite of أول. Okay, and the second is ثاني. ثاني ثاني. Actually, in slang they say ثاني, but it is ثاني. ثا ثا ألف با تاء ثا ثاني. Okay, and the third is ثالث. ثالث, not ثالث, ثالث. ثا ألف لام ثا ثالث ثالث. Okay, ثالث. And fourth is رابع. رابع. And fifth is خامس. Okay. أول, ثاني, ثالث, رابع, خامس. 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 And we have ثاني اثنين, and some of the names are there. And ثاني اثنين, the second of the two. Okay. And ثالث, I don't know if it is if you have come across رابع. Also we have names رابع حسني ندوي. We have a sheikh, his name is رابع. And خامس is the fifth. Anyway, let's come to grammar. In the last class, we practiced the tenth form, istafala. Okay? But again, to put things back in perspective, we start with the basic form, fa'ala, yaf'alu, if'al, fa'il, maf'ul, fi'l. And from second till ten, we have verbs with extra letters. So the second type is fa'ala, yufa'ilu, fa'il, mufa'il, mufa'al, taf'il. This is bab taf'il according to grammarians. And the practice and the example is sabbaha, yusabbihu, sabbih, musabbih, musabbah, tasbih. Third type is fa'ala, yufa'ilu, fa'il, mufa'il, mufa'al, mufa'ala. And the example is jahada, yujahidu, jahid, mujahid, mujahad, mujahada. Fourth type is af'ala, yuf'ilu, af'il, muf'il, muf'al, إفعال باب إفعال. And the example is أخرج يخرج أخرج مخرج مخرج إخراج. Fifth type is تفعل يتفعل تفعل متفعل متفعل تفعل تذكر تدبر تفكر. And sixth type is تفاعل يتفاعل تفاعل متفاعل متفاعل تفاعل. And the practice word is تساءل ask one another يتساءل تساءل متسائل متسائل تساؤل. Seventh type, so 1, 2, 3 فعل 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 أفعل تفعل تفعل. So this is فعل فعل تفعل تفعل تاتا. You add تا to second and third, it becomes fifth and sixth. Now we come to seventh, which is انفعل انقلاب. You cannot forget seventh. انفعل ينفعل انفعل منفعل 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 انفعال. An example is انقلب ينقلب انقلب منقلب منقلب انقلاب. And eighth type is افتعل يفتعل افتعل مفتعل مفتعل افتعال. And the example is اتبع يتبع اتبع متبع متبع اتباع. And tenth type, because ninth type we are skipping, ninth, tenth type is استفعل يستفعل استفعل مستفعل مستفعل استفعال. And example is استغفر, which is what we practice. So let us practice it. استغفر استغفروا استغفرت استغفرتم استغفرت استغفرنا يستغفر يستغفرون تستغفر تستغفرون استغفر نستغفر استغفر استغفر لا تستغفر لا تستغفر مستغفر مستغفر استغفار. Okay, so now you have completed all the 10 examples. Remember, a very important observation is in the first basic type we have fa'il and maf'ul, but from second till 10 there is a difference of kasra and dhamma only, or zair and pesh only. Like from second type is mufa'il mufa'al, third type is مفاعل مفاعل, fourth type is مفعل مفعل, fifth type is متفعل متفعل, sixth type is متفاعل متفاعل, seventh type is منفعل منفعل, eighth type is مفتعل مفتعل, tenth type is مستفعل مستفعل. So if you have زير كسرة 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 كسرة, it is for the one which does, and the one which receives اسم فاعل is always in فتحة. Okay, so note this difference. So in principle, from second till 10, if you know this, so you can make this. Only the first has difference, fa'il, and this is maf'ul. Okay, alhamdulillah, we completed, and this is the most important, and with this completion I should congratulate you that alhamdulillah we would have inshallah covered, we have covered inshallah the verbs of the Quran, which are more than, I mean, the verb patterns of the Quran, and more than 25, I believe around 25,000. So more than 25,000 words of the Quran, almost, are on this pattern. Okay? So if you know roots, and if you know one of them, then you can make a lot of these forms. So this is extremely useful. Almost 20 to 25,000. So I am talking of verbs and ism fa'il, ism maf'ul, and also masdar. And of course, remember that all feminine genders are, you know, follow the same pattern. For example, fa'ala, fa'alat. Anta tufa'ilu, hiya tufa'ilu. Anta tufa'ilu, hiya tufa'ilu. Similarly, we have third type, which is fa'ala, this is fa'alat. Anta tufa'ilu, hiya tufa'ilu. Af'ala, af'alat. Anta tufa'ilu, hiya tufa'ilu. Fifth type is tafa'ala. So it will be tafa'alat. Anta tatafa'alu, hiya tatafa'alu. And sixth type is tafa'alat. Tafa'ala, tafa'alat. Anta tatafa'alu, hiya tatafa'alu. Sixth type is over. Seventh type is infa'ala. Infa'alat. Anta tanfa'alu, hiya tanfa'alu. Seventh type is over. Eighth type is ifta'ala. Ifta'alat. Anta tafta'alu, hiya tafta'alu. Istaf'ala, istaf'alat. Anta tastaf'alu, hiya tastaf'alu. Fa'alat, fa'alna, fa'alti, fa'altunna. Taf'alu, yaf'alna, taf'alina, taf'alna. But they follow the same pattern. You don't have to. And also, wherever you add like fa'il, fa'ila, maf'ul, maf'ula. So same pattern will go. Second one will be mufa'ila, mufa'ala. Mufa'ala, mufa'ila, mufa'ala. Mufta'ila, mufta'ala. Mustaf'ila, mustaf'ala. You can keep on just adding ta and it will become feminine gender. Alright? Now let's come to the new part of grammar, which is mudaf and mudafileh. You don't have to remember the terminology. You can say possessive case or genitive, or even forget that. Just remember Baytullahi. What's the meaning of Baytullah? The house of Allah. Okay? So if you want to say the house of Allah in Arabic, you have to have Dhamma or Pesh. What do you call Pesh? Pesh on the first word and Zair on the second word. Baytullahi. It will be house of Allah. Qawmu Hudin. The nation of Hud. Da'watur Rasuli. The call of messenger. Khalqullahi. The creation of Allah. Hukmul Qur'ani. The command of Qur'an. And so on. Just remember this. If you have al on the second, always Arabic words are, you know, in general, you have double tanween. Qawmun, baytun. And if you add al to it, one of them will fall. If it is qawmun, and you want to say al, al qawmu. Okay? Baytun, al baytu. And it is true whether you have, it can be baytun, baytan, baytin, depending on where it comes. But if you add al, it will be al baytu, al bayta, al bayti. So al basically kills one of the two, pesh or zair or zabar. So remember, as a reference, baytullahi means the house of Allah. That was the grammar. Now let's repeat the last session. In the last session, we covered a verse from Surah Yusuf. And we said that Surah contains 16 feminine forms. Okay? So I will read that verse and inshallah we'll translate it. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. فَلَمَّا سَمِعَتْ بِمَكْرِهِنَّ أَرْسَلَتْ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَعْتَدَتْ لَهُنَّ مُتَّكَأً وَآتَتْ كُلَّ وَاحِدَةٍ مِّنْهُنَّ سِكِّيْنًا وآتت كل واحدة منهن سكينا وقالت اخرج عليهن فلما رأينه أكبرنه وقطعن أيديهن وقلن حاش لله ما هذا بشرا إن هذا إلا ملك كريم. Surah number 12, verse number 31. فَلَمَّا فَ So, لَمَّا When سَمِعَتْ She heard بِمَكْرِهِنَّ About their scheming أَرْسَلَتْ She sent إِلَيْهِنَّ for them. وَأَعْتَدَتْ and she prepared لَهُنَّ for them. مُتَّكَأً banquet. وَآتَتْ and she gave كُلَّ وَاحِدَ everyone, each one of minhunna of them sikkina knife. وقالت and she said قالت اخرج come out عليهن before them, on them is before them, اخرج على come before them. فلما so when رأينا they saw فعلت فعلنا رأينا they saw أكبرنا they admired him greatly. Okay, they greatly admired him. أكبرنا is from great. They felt him great, felt him to be great or greatly admired him. وقطعنا and they cut أيديهن their hands. وقلنا and they said حاش لله perfect is Allah ما هذا بشرا this is not a human, this is not a man. إن هذا إلا this is nothing but, this is none but. We say in general, what's the meaning of in? If, but if followed by إلا means none, nothing. No, إن هذا إلا it is nothing but ملكٌ كريم. This is none but a noble angel. Today we will cover 5 verses. They are from different parts of the Quran. Okay, we have miscellaneous verses, and these verses are selected because they cover those words which are not covered in the past parts, and because they contain those words which occur frequently in the Quran. That's the reason of selection of these verses. Of course, each verse of the Quran has message. The first verse is from Surah Al-Baqarah, and this is when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam, and the angels asked about, you know, his creation, and the story goes on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the process, asked the angels to give the names. Allah says, أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught names of everything to Adam alayhi salam, then asked the angels to come forward and name those items. So the verse is, أَنْبِئُونِي. أَنْبِئُوا is from نَبَى. نَبَى is news. Okay. أَنْبِئُوا inform me. Okay. أَنْبِئُوا inform me. أَنْبِئُونِي. أَنْبِئُوا inform ni me. أَنْبِئُونِي inform me بِأَسْمَاءِ of the names. هَؤُلَاءِ of these. Okay. هَؤُلَاءِ. هَذَا هَؤُلَاءِ. ذَلِكَ أُولَئِكَ. Okay. هَذَا this one. هَؤُلَاءِ these. ذَلِكَ that, أُولَئِكَ those. بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ the names of these. إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ إِن if كُنْتُمْ you are صَادِقِينَ truthful. Inform me of the names of these if you are truthful. So let us practice this. أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. أَنْبِئُونِي inform me بِأَسْمَاءِ of the names هَؤُلَاءِ of these إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ if you are truthful. Go ahead. Okay. وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا. This is another verse from Surah 2, verse number 143. Surah number 2, verse number 143. Baqarah 143. وَكَذَلِكَ And thus. وَكَذَلِكَ And thus. Or like this. Ka means like. ذَلِكَ That. And like that. Or and thus. جَعَلْنَا We made kum you. Ummatan a nation wasata just or medium. Okay. Wasata just or medium, which is in the middle. Okay. Ummatan wasata a just nation. Litakunu that you be Takunu you be. Li means for or that you be. Shuhada witnesses. Shahid is singular, shuhada is plural. That you be witnesses. Alan nas over mankind. You be witnesses over mankind. Wa yakuna rasulu and the messenger be. Yakunu be. Yakuna rasulu and the messenger be. Alaykum over you. Shahida, witness. And thus we have made you a just nation, that you be witness over mankind, and the messenger be a witness over you. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying here? In fact, he is describing the very purpose of our existence. He said that he has made us ummatan wasata. Why? Because we have to be a witness over mankind. What is the meaning of that? That means whatever is being conveyed to us in terms of Islamic teachings, Quran and Hadith and Sirat, whatever has been conveyed to us through the Prophet, we have to convey it to the mankind, to everyone in this world, through our words and actions. Through our words, our writings and actions. In all areas of life. In prayers, in market, in our lives, in our jobs. Everywhere we have to be a model of what has been conveyed to us. And if we do that, then we have fulfilled this duty. If we do not do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us on the day of judgment about this responsibility. Because when the Prophet ﷺ was alive, he made sure that he conveys this responsibility to everyone, whoever was around him. And you know, on the last pilgrimage, Hujjatul Wada', Hajjatul Wada', on that Hajjatul Wada', he asked people, have I conveyed to you? And they said, yes, O Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you have conveyed to us. Approximately, I'm telling you the message. And he said, three times, Allahumma ashhadu, O Allah, be a witness, be a witness, be a witness. So he, and now because there is no messenger or prophet who is coming after him, so it is the duty of Muslims. And you know, in this world there are 80% non-Muslims living in this world. Billions of them are there. And it's a huge responsibility on all of us to convey this message. And we will be asked, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to punish just like that. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we will never punish people unless we send a messenger. And it is our duty to convey this message to the rest of mankind. So let us practice this. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا وَكَذَلِكَ And thus, جَعَلْنَا We made كُمْ You, ummatan, ummat, a nation, wasata, just. And thus we have made you a just nation.
وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ ummatan wasata. Wa and jalika das, kazalika das, ja'alna, we made you, ummatan, a nation, wasatan, just. And thus, we have made you just a nation.
لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. لِتَكُونُوا, that you be شُهَدَاء, witnesses, عَلَى النَّاسِ, over mankind. That you be witnesses over mankind.
لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ. لِتَكُونُوا, that you be شُهَدَاءَ, witnesses, عَلَى النَّاسِ, over mankind.
ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا. ويكون الرسول, and the messenger be عليكم, over you, شهيدا, a witness, and the messenger be a witness over you. Messenger be okay, and the messenger be a witness over you. The third verse is after 10 verses, you know, same surah number 2, verse number 153. Actually, it's a part. Inna Allaha ma'as sabirin. It's very simple. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. Ma'a means with. Inna means indeed. As-sabirin, those who are patient. And as we said, you know, last time, sabr is not, you know, helplessness. Sabr doesn't mean helplessness. Sabr means you have to persevere with expecting reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and never give up. Okay? And we need sabr for performing or obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for avoiding sins, and also when we are afflicted with problems, in three areas: during obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or for obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or stopping us from evils, and also when we are afflicted with trials or tribulations and so on. And also this involves, I mean, so we need sabr when we are practicing in our individual lives, and also when we are doing this shahada. لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, that is, spreading the message of Islam. At that time also, we need to have patience, or working for Islam. And as Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, we should feel His closeness. We should have belief that now we are practicing patience, so we, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is with us as He has promised. So let's practice it. Inna Allaha ma'a as-sabirin. Inna, indeed, Allaha ma'a, with, as-sabirin, those who are patient. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient.
Inna Allaha ma'a as-sabirin. Inna, indeed, Allah ma'a, with, as-sabirin, those who practice patience.
Okay. The third verse, the last word one, is Surah number 3 and Ayah number 105. Al Imran 105. It's a part of it. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ تَفَرَّقُوا وَاخْتَلَفُوا. وَلَا تَكُونُوا, and don't be. كُونُوا, كُن, be. كُونُوا, you all be. لَا تَكُن, don't be. لَا تَكُونُوا, do not be, all of you, ka, like, alladhina, those who, and do not be like those who, tafarraqu, became divided, tafarraqu, became divided, wakhtalafu, and disputed, deferred, and be not like those who became divided, or who got divided, and deferred among themselves. And what is the result? You know, if you read in different places, in this place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if Muslims do like that, they will face severe punishment for this action. And another place in Anfal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will be humiliated in this world, you will have no weight in this world. Let's practice this. ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا ولا تكونوا and do not be كالذين like those who تفرقوا got divided واختلفوا and differed among themselves and don't be like those who became divided and differed among themselves. And the last verse is لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. This is the first verse of fourth para, fourth juz, first verse. لَن تَنَالُوا, لَن, never, تَنَالُوا, you will reach, you will attain. نَالَ, نَالَ, نَالَ. لَن تَنَالُوا, you will never attain الْبِرَّ, right, the good, you will never attain the good حَتَّى, until تُنْفِقُوا, you spend infaq حَتَّى تُنْفَقَ أنفقوا أنفقت أنفقتم أنفقت أنفقنا يُنْفِقُوا يُنْفِقُونَ تُنْفِقُوا تُنْفِقُونَ infaq. Okay, hatta tunfiqu, until you spend mimma, from that which tuhibbun, you love. You will never attain the good until you spend in the way of Allah from that which you love. Of course, it is obvious that one has to sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and spend. Out of what? Okay. We stop here. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.